Hello, I'm Buddy Bell, and I want to welcome you to this last session with the International Curriculum on the Ministry of Helps.
Hello, Abdi Buddy Bell. Wulujeng patepang di sesi terakhir dina kurikulum internasional ngenaan pelayan kaum awam.
I'm often asked, Brother Bell, is this helps, is it in the Bible?
Abdi sering ditaros, yeteh Bell, naon pelayanan kaum awam teh, ayat dina Alkitab.
I had a theologian professor tell me one day that he had never heard of the Ministry of Helps.
Kenal sayang seorang profesor teologi, hiji dinten masih anterang, anjena henteu kantos ngadang ngenaan pelayanan kaum awam.
I have traveled around the nation, around the world for over 15 years teaching on this Helps.
Abi tos kana gara-gara sakuliah dunya selama 15 tahun ngawulang ngenaan pelayanan kaum awam.
Helping people to realize that they have a place and have a part in the body of Christ.
Nolongan jalmi-jalmi kanggo sadar yang alam jenang agaduan hiji tempat, oge hiji bagian salira Kristus.
That you just don't have to stand behind a pulpit and be a preacher to serve the Lord.
Yang sadar yang kedah ngadeg di pangkeran mimbar sang jantan seorang pengkhotbah kanggo ngelayanan Gusti.
If you would, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
Bami sadar kersa buka 2 Timotius pasal hiji ayat genep.
I want to talk to you today about stirring up the fire of God in your life.
Bapak dicarioskeun dinten ieu ngeunaan ngagerakeun seuneu Allah di hirup saderek.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
2 Timotius pasal 1 ayat ka 6.
Says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Pamenta bapa eta kurnia paparinti Allah waktu hidup ditumpangan leungeun ku bapa teh sing tetep hirup hate hidup.
Another translation says that Paul was saying to Timothy to rekindle the fire that's on the inside of you.
Nah, terjemahan sana Paulus nuju nyariskeun ka Timotius kanggo ngobarkeun deui seuneu nu aya di saderek.
I think maybe there was a moment there that Timothy was starting to slow up or sit down for the Lord.
Mutan abdi mungkin bae yen waktu Timotius ngawitan kendor sareng mung calik kanggo Gusti.
Have you ever gotten that way?
Nah, kantos saderek sapertos kitu.
Has the gift that was on the inside of you stopped stirring just a little bit?
Aha, kurnia nu aya di sadarek kantos diren ngagederna oge mung sakedik.
Have you ever had the thought, well, maybe what I do is not that important?
Kantos henteu sadarek ngimutan yen naon nu ku sadarek dilakukeun henteu penting.
I'll let you figure out where that thought came from.
Abdi bade nyandak di mana imutan eta kawitna.
If you would, turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
Pamikir saya buka Roma pasal 12, ayat 11.
Romans 12, verse 11.
Roma pasal 12, ayat 11.
It says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Nyeros kia, kudu ketol kana gawe ulah memulan, kudu bakti ka Allah, rejeng hate anu tikin.
The international version says it this way.
Versi internasionalnya Roskiu.
Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord.
Supaya cahayaan sareng hurung ku roh layanan Gusti.
It's so important that every part of the body be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord.
Penting pisan bami tiap bagian salira cahayaan sareng hurung ku roh ngalayanan Gusti.
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
Buka hiji Korinta pasal 12 ayat 28.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
2 Korinta pasal 12 ayat 28.
It says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments and diversities of tongues.
Diceroskeun Allah parantos netepkeun sabaraha jalmi di jamaah nu ngawitan rasul, kedua nabi, katilu guru-guru salajengna kenging kurnia kajaiban, kadamangkeun ngalayanan mimpin sareng kanggo nyarios dina bahasa roh.
I'm amazed that in the body of Christ, you know, we have no problem seeing apostles and prophets.
Abdi heran yen dina salira Kristus saderek terang urang henteu gaduh masalah pendak sareng para rasul sareng para nabi.
We have no problem seeing teachers and working of miracles and gifts of healings.
Urang henteu gaduh masalah pendak sareng para guru sareng ngalakukeun kajaib-kajaiban sareng kurnia
diversity of tongues.
Kasauran tina bahasa roh.
But helps in governments.
Tapi pelayanan sareng mimpin.
Some people say, maybe I blinked right there.
Baraha jalmi nyarios panginten abdi terang bagi aneta.
A lot of people in the body of Christ have blinked when they read that verse right at helps in governments.
Jalmi ti salira Kristus terang waktu maca ayat eta tetep tina bagian kanggo ngelayanan kanggo mimpin.
But I want you to see in the Bible it says right here that God said into the church helps.
Tapi hoyong sadrek ningali tina Alkitab yang sedi di dio dicarioskeun umpami Allah netepkeun di gereja-gereja jalmi-jalmi nu ngelayanan.
These are people who render assistance, who give help to the weak and the needy.
Ia teh jalmi-jalmi numasian bantuan, nulungan, jalmi lemah, sareng kakirangan.
Now I want you to write something down in your Bible.
Ayana sadrek serat hiji perkawis dina Alkitab sadare.
You say, well, Brother Bell, I don't write in my Bible.
Sadrek wah, sadrek Bell, abdi henteu nyerat dina Alkitab abdi.
Well, then write it in your neighbor's Bible.
Tapi yo serat bae dina Alkitab tatangi sadarek.
You need to write this in your Bible.
Sadarek paryogi ieu dina Alkitab sadarek.
God does not move on the behalf of status, but he moves on the behalf of servants.
Allah henteu gerak dina status, tapi gerak dumasar kana badega-badegana.
Let me say it again. God does not move on the behalf of status, but he moves on the behalf of servants.
Tetapi deui Allah henteu gerak dumasar kana status nanging dumasar kana badega-badegana.
Now let me share with you why I want to bring this across to you.
Kejaran abdi ngadugikeun sareng ngajelaskeun ka saderek.
When I first became a Christian in the church,
atos abdi ngawitan janten Kristen di gereja.
When I started serving in my church,
waktos ngawitan ngelayanan di gereja,
I was excited at first.
Ngawitan mah sumanget pisan.
Then that fire started to go out.
Seneteh ngawitan parem.
All I heard about was status in the church.
Nuku abdi kadangu sadayana status gereja.
I was often being asked, are you this or are you that or is God using you in this great ministry?
Abdi sering ditaros, naon jabatan anjeun? Naon jabatan eta? Atana pinaha Gusti nuju nganggo sadayana tina pelayanan nu ageung?
And I would say, well, I'm an usher in the church. I work in the nursery. I work in the outreaches.
Or abdi mah mung tukang persembahan bae di gereja. Abdi mah bagian barudak ngalainai tina nginginkeun jiwa.
And people would say, well, maybe that's good, Brother Bell, but maybe one of these days God will really use you.
Aranjeun barisnya rios, mohon ya panginten sae, Saudara Bell, Saudara bade dianggo ku Gusti dinten ieu.
That was like a bucket of water being poured on me.
Ibarat cai saember diguyurkeun ka abdi.
And I'm going to be honest with you right now.
Abdi jujur ayeuna sareng saderek.
I started believing that God moved on the behalf of status, that he didn't really move on the behalf of servants.
Abdi ngawitan percantan Allah dumasar kana status, anjeunna teu teras-teras gerak dumasar ka badega-badegana.
I started to really believe that those that stand behind pulpits, if they really wanted a miracle from God, all they had to do was just whisper it.
Abdi leres-leres percantan aranjeunna ngadeg di penggeureun mimbar. Umpami aranjeunna hoyong kajaiban ti Allah nuju diperyogikeun harewasna.
And God would give it to him right then.
Allah pasti masihan ka aranjeunna.
But for me, an usher, a nursery worker, someone who cleaned the church.
Tanging kanggo abdi nu tukang persembahan nu didamel di ruangan barudak sareng nu marsihan gereja.
If I needed a miracle.
Umpami maryogikeun kajaiban.
Oh, I could ask for it.
Kantu nyuhunkeun bae.
But would God really give it to me? See, I used to believe that God moved on the behalf of status.
Tingali, abdi bisa percanten bami Allah gerak dumasar status.
That he didn't really move on the behalf of servants out of the church.
Anjeunan teu gerak dumasar ka badega-badega.
My fire was beginning to go out on the inside of me.
Ceuneu teh parem deui.
I believe that.
Abdi percanten eta.
Turn to 1 Kings.
Buka Raja-Raja.
Chapter 18.
Pasal 18.
But one day I read my Bible.
Kejadian abdi ngaos Alkitab.
And I found out that God does not move on the behalf of status, but he moves on the behalf of his servants.
Disebatkan Allah gerak sanes dumasar status nanging dumasar badega-badegana.
I've run across a lot of Christians that are ashamed to be known as just as a servant of God.
Adi parantos ngalawan ka jalmi Kristen anu isin disebut badega Gusti.
Jesus said the greatest calling is to be called a servant.
Saur Yesus janten padhe kate panyaur anu paling ageung.
Many times I'm introduced in churches.
Sering abdi dikenalkeun di gereja-gereja.
As apostle.
Selaku rasul.
Buddy Bell.
Buddy Bell.
Sometimes prophet Buddy Bell.
Kadang-kadang nabi Buddy Bell.
Evangelist Buddy Bell.
Penginjil Buddy Bell.
And I'll ask the pastor, where did you come up with that?
Abdi bales tu maros ka panita, di mana king sebatan eta?
The information we sent you did not say anything like that.
Partos nu ku abdi dikintun ka sadaya kenteu nyebatkeun kitu.
One pastor says, well, it kind of helps to impress the people.
Sar panita wah eta mah mung kanggo narik jalmi.
I said, well, do you want to impress the people or do you want the anointing of God to come into the service?
Rabi, saya tuh nah sadrek hoyong jalmi-jalmi gaduk kesan tetapi hoyong urapan ah lungsur ka kabaktian.
If you want the anointing of God to be in the service, then introduce me as a servant of God.
Pami hoyong urapan Allah, aya, kenalkan abdi salaku bade ka Gusti.
And the anointing of God will come in the service.
Pasti urapan ah lungsur di kabaktian.
It will cause the fire of God to stir within the people.
Nyababkan senegus di ngegedur di lebet jalmi-jalmi.
God does not move on the behalf of status, but he moves on the behalf of servants.
Allah tegerak tu masar status nangingku badega-badega.
Let me show this to you in the Bible.
Kuabi dituduhkan tina Alkitab.
1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21.
Eji Raja-Raja pasal 11 ayat 21.
Now what's happening here?
450
prophets of Baal are trying to get the children of Israel to follow their gods.
450 nabi Baal usaha supaya bangsa Israel jantan pangikutna.
And Elijah has just come upon this.
Elia nembe dongkap ka dieu.
Verse 21.
Ayat 21.
And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word.
Ajeng Elia nyangketan rahayat saurna, nepi ka iraha maraneh rek ngadua hate, mun Gusti Allah sareng nurut ka anjeuna. Lamun Baal Gusti gerak turut.
I like Elijah. He gets to the point. How long do you halt between two opinions? If Baal is God, then follow him. But the Lord be God, then follow him. It's that easy. You are asked that question every service in your church.
Nah, saudara kita harus setiap kekabaktian di gereja.
Who are you going to follow when you walk out of the church?
Sahanu bari dipilih ku saudara waktu keluar di gereja.
Are you going to follow Baal and his gods?
Nah, saudara bari ngiring Baal sareng berhala-berhala sanesna.
Or are you going to follow the Lord thy God?
Nah, bari ngiring ka Gusti Allah.
And even today in our churches, people answer the same way that they answered back then.
Dina dinten ieu di gereja-gereja, jalmi-jalmi ngawar kawaleran maraneh hanana.
Not a word.
Teu aya ngawaler nanaon.
Because if you respond,
pamisa derek ngawaler,
that's commitment.
Ieu teh janji.
Look at your friend and say, I know who he's talking about.
Tingali gigireun, saurkeun, abi terang saha nu dicarioskeun.
Let's go on.
Ayo urang teraskeun.
Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain the prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men.
Ajeng Elia nyaros ka rakyat, ngan tinggal kuring sorangan nu tinggaleun salaku Nabi Allah. Padahal Nabi Baal mah aya 450 lobana.
Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under.
Ngan bere kami dua munding jalu, keun cenah milih hiji munding jalu. Dipotong, tenden di luhur suluh, tapi ulah di seunaan. Kuring rek masak munding nu hijina, rek disimpen di luhur suluh, oge moal nenden seuneu.
And call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken.
Sok aranjen nyaur nami Allah aranjen sareng abdi oge bade nyaur nami Gusti matak Allah nu ngawalku seune anjeunna Gusti sareng rakyat ngawar saurna sae.
Elijah's come up with this little contest.
Elijah ugi ka pertandingan alit ieu.
Whoever can get their gods or God to bring down fire, that's who we'll follow.
Dan utiasa nurunkeun seuneu Allah aranjeunna atanapi Gusti eta anu baris ku urang diturut.
And the people say, well, it's well spoken.
Rancarayanan rakyat ngawelar saurna, mangga.
And even in that statement, there's no commitment.
Rang pernyataan eta teu aya janji.
I've had people walk out of my service and say, well, Brother Bell, that was a good talk. That was well spoken.
Aya jalmi nu kaluar ti kebaktian abdi saurna. Wah, sadek bel, kaut panasai. Ngadugi kenana, oge sae.
And I can tell they're not going to take that message and plant it deep within their heart and begin to apply it in their life.
Sora abdi aranjeunna henteu nyanda pesan eta, malakeunana jero-jero dina lebet manah aranjeunna sareng ngawitan ngarapkeunana dina kahirupan maranehna.
But that didn't stop Elijah.
Ieu henteu ngalirenkeun Elia.
And it didn't stop me.
Ieu geu henteu ngalirenkeun abdi.
And it's not going to stop your pastors.
Ieu henteu nganyilenkeun pendeta-pendeta saderek.
Let's go on.
Hayo urang teraskeun.
And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose ye one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under.
Tetrasna Elia nyaros ka Nabi Baal, pilih hiji munding teras olahan heula, kumargi aranjeun seueuran, teras keruan Allahna, tapi teu kenging disimpanan seuneu.
They took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made.
Aranjeunna nyandak munding dipasihkeun kamaranehna, ngolahna sareng nyaur nami Baal ti injing dugi ka tengah stinten, saurna, ya Baal, war abdi, teu aya nu ngawaler. Sementara aranjeunna dijengkean disakruling dina misbah nu di damelna tea.
They said, O Baal, hear us! O Baal, hear us! O Baal, hear us! They leaped upon the altar and they said, O Baal, hear us!
Saurna, oh Baal, mugi ngawaler, oh Baal, mugi ngawaler. Bari sing arajluk nguriling altar, oh Baal, mugi ngawaler.
But there was no answer.
Mungta aya waleran.
And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he's talking or he's pursuing or he's in a journey or preadventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened.
Satu setengah dinten Elia ngahina aranjeunna saurna. Ngeruan sing tarik. Sanes anjeunna teh Gusti. Pangitan nuju ngalamun. Pangitan aya urusan. Nuju angkat. Nuju kulam sareng tajan gugah.
It says he began to mock them.
Anjeun ngawitan ngahina.
I mean, he is a god.
Maksud tapi anjeun teh Allah.
He might be talking or he might be pursuing or he's awake, he's asleep and you gotta wake him up.
Panginten nuju aya urusan antanapi nuju angkat-angkatan. Panginten nuju kulem. Jantan kedah digugahkeun.
When was the last time you laughed at the devil?
Kira sadarek pangakhirna yang serikeun iblis.
Look at your friend say, was he talking to you?
Tingali ka rerencangan sadarek. Saurkeun naha aranjeun nuju nyarios ka sadarek.
Verse 28.
Ayat 28.
And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them.
Napi-napi sasambatana langkung bedas, teras nun naruruhan maneh ku peso sareng balati sakumaha adatna ketihna baloloboran.
Nothing was happening.
Teu aya kajantanana naon.
They were being laughed at.
Aranjeunna disaleng seurikeun.
But it says here they got louder.
Disaurkeun nyaluranana teh. Langkung tarik deui.
And they even drew out knives and started cutting each other and blood is just flying everywhere.
Aranjana masat balati sareng sili rahetan hiji sareng nusanesna dugi ka getina ka mana-mana.
Now we're talking about commitment here.
Urang ayeuna nuju nyarios ngeunaan janji.
When was the last time you gave blood for the Lord?
Kira panuntungan saderek masihan getih kanggo Gusti Yesus.
Or let's put it this way.
Mangga urang dijelaskeun kieu.
When was the last time you gave a little perspiration?
Kira panuntungan saderek masihan karinget.
Got awful quiet, didn't it?
Sadaya cicing, sanes kitu.
Let's go on.
Ayo urang teraskeun.
And it came to pass, when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded.
Perantos lewat tengah dinten aranjeuna kasurupan dugi ka asar, waktos ngorbankeun persembahan, nanging teu aya waleran, teu aya tanda, teu aya perhatosan.
And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down.
Lalu Elisa kasaraya rakyat, kadaria sing dareket, rob jalamaria ngaroyong ka anjeuna, teras ngalereskeun altar nu parantos diruntuhkeun deui.
When I read this verse, I see pastors all over the world going in and rebuilding the altar of the Lord in their cities.
Waktu sabi ngaos ayat ieu abdi ningali sadaya pendeta-pendeta sakulia dunya angkat sareng ngabangun di altar di kota-kota aranjeuna.
Jesus said, If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Pangadi ka Yesus umpami bade diluhurkeun, abdi bade narik sadaya jalmi ka kami.
Let's go on.
Ayo urang teraskeun.
And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, upon whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name.
Terusna Elia nyandak 12 batu, numutkeun jemaah suku turunan Yakub, ka Yakub aya pangandika Gusti, Israel baris jadi ngaran anjeun.
And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about that altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed.
Anjana ngadakan batu-batu eta jantan altar kanggo nami Gusti sakuringa di damelan solokan nutiasa lebet cai 15 literen.
And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and laid him on the wood and said, Fill 4 barrels of water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood.
Aranjana nyusun suluh, mencit sapi serta dipotong-potong terasi simpen di luhureun suluh saurna. Pinuhan opat tahang, kucai banjurkeun ka ieu pikurbanan jeung suluhna.
He said and put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces.
Saurna deui, susun suluh, terus pencit sapina, serta potong-potong dagingna.
That tells me that God believes in order.
Ya buktos ka abdi, yen Gusti mah resep. Teratur.
Things need to be done decently and in order.
Sakana lumangsung sopan sareng teratur.
And when he cut it into pieces, that tells me that there are many members to the body of Christ.
Waktu sapi jalu potongan-potongan anjeuna masihan terang yen seueur salira tina Kristus.
One member can't do it all themselves.
Urang anggota tiasa ngalakukeun nyalira.
It's all of us working together.
Urang nu damel sasarengan.
Look at your friend beside you and say, we're in this together.
Tinggal lihat rencana saderek, saurkeun orang sesarengan ayah di pelayanan.
Elijah said, Go get 4 barrels of water and pour it on the sacrifice.
Or Elia candak opat tahang cai sarang banjurkeun kana pikurbanan.
I could just see the prophets of Baal. We'll go do it. We'll go get it.
Nampi ningali nabi-nabi Baal eta, orang pada ngalakukeunana, di baris ngalakukeunana.
I believe they went and got the water.
Di percantan aranjeuna angkat sarang nyandak cai.
Now, doesn't Elijah know that they went first and nothing happened?
Ayeuna, naha Elia terang yen aranjeuna giliran dipayun, henteu aya kajantenan?
Doesn't Elijah know that fire and water doesn't mix?
Naha Elia teu terang yen cai sareng seuneu henteu tiasa pacampur?
Why is he wanting to do it in such a hard way?
Naha anjeuna wantun ngalakeun hal anu sulit?
Or why is he wanting to do it so different than the way they did it?
Oh, naha anjeuna wantun ngalakukeun hal anu benten ti aranjeuna.
Some churches say, church members say, why can't we be like other churches in the community?
Sababaraha gereja nyeroskeun, anggota-anggota nyeroskeun naha urang teu tiap sapertos gereja di lingkungan.
Why does pastor want to do it this way? Other churches don't do it this way.
Kunaon pendeta kersa ngalakukan kucara kieu gereja-gereja sanes mah henteu kersaeun kucara ieu teh.
You're not like other churches.
Tarek teu sapertos gereja sanes.
There's going to be a distinction about your church.
Hayu benten di gereja saderek.
Can I have an amen?
Ah, tiasa nabi amin.
They go get 4 barrels of water.
Araranjeuna nyandak 4 tahang.
And they pour it on the sacrifice.
Abanjurkeun kanana di luhureun kurban.
I don't know how you're going to interpret this.
Abdi terang kumaha carana saderek ngametakeunana.
1 barrel of water.
Yur. Satalang cai. Dur. 2 talang cai.
2 barrels of water.
Yur.
3 barrels of water.
3 talang cai.
Four barrels of water.
Yur, 4 talang cai.
You know, I tell people my Bible came with sound effects.
Terang, jalmi-jalmi Alkitab abdi tiasa ngaluarkeun suanteun.
When I read it, I hear things.
Tapi ngaos abdi ngadangu perkawis-perkawis.
I see pictures.
Abdi ningal gambar.
I see movies.
Abdi ningali film-film.
4 barrels of water.
4 talang cai.
Elijah looks at it.
Elia ningali eta.
And he goes on and says, go get me 4 more barrels of water.
Anjeuna naroskeun sareng nyaros, pasihan abdi 4 talang cai deui.
Elijah, what are you doing?
Iya, naon ku aranjeun dilakukeun?
You gotta call fire down out of heaven.
Aranjeun kedah nyaur seuneu lungsur ti sawarga.
Fire and water don't mix.
Seuneu sareng cai teu tiasa campur.
They go get 4 more barrels of water.
Aranjeuna angkat nyandap 4 talang cai deui.
And they pour it on the sacrifice.
Abanjurkeunana di luhureun kurban beuleuman.
1 barrel of water.
1 talang cai.
That's 5 barrels of water.
5 talang cai.
6 barrels of water.
6 talang cai.
7 barrels of water.
7 talang cai.
Makes you feel like you're right there.
Rasan teh aya di dinya.
Eight barrels of water.
8 talang cai.
He looks at it.
Anjeuna ningali.
Go get me 4 more barrels of water.
Angkat sareng pangnyandakeun 4 talang cai deui.
Elijah, what are you doing?
Naon anu bade di ku anjeun dilakukeun?
You've got to bring down fire out of heaven.
Anjeun kedah nyandak seuneu lungsur ti langit.
Now let me help you with something here.
Cenkeun abdi nulungan saderekku perkawis ieu.
There's a drought going on right now.
Ayeuna nuju halodo.
And look what Elijah is doing with water.
Tingali anu dilakukeun ku Elia kacai.
In front of all these people that maybe haven't had a drink for all day or maybe a couple of days.
Payuneun sareng jalmi anu henteu areueut sadidinten panginten tos sababaraha dinten.
Maybe they haven't had a bath for a week or two.
Panginten aranjeuna henteu ibah salami saminggu atanapi 2 minggu.
You know, when there's a shortage of water, water becomes very priceless, very valuable.
Atos halodo teh cai santan awis pisan.
And look what he's doing with it in front of all these people.
Sareng tingali anu dilakukeun di payuneun seueur jalmi ieu.
I've heard people say in churches.
Abdi parantos ngadangu jalmi-jalmi nyaros di gereja.
Pastor just keeps taking offering after offering after offering.
Pendeta mong nyandak persembahan, persembahan deui, persembahan deui.
Doesn't he know that a lot of people don't have a lot of money right now?
Hanta terang seueur jalmi nu teu gaduh artos ayeuna.
Don't they know that we're having a hard time in the government and money's not worth that much right now?
Aranjeuna teu terang yen pamarentah teu nuju sesah sareng artos teh teu aya pangaos.
But he just keeps taking offering after offering after offering.
Aing teras bae nyandak persembahan, persembahan di persembahan deui.
Elijah said, "Go get me 4 more barrels of water."
Elijah angkat sareng panyandakeun cai 4 talang deui.
And they pour 4 more barrels of water on the sacrifice.
Aranjeuna ngaguyurkeun 4 talang deui ka kurban beuleuman.
12 barrels of water.
12 talang cai.
He looks at it.
Aranjeuna ningal ieu.
And get enough to fill in the trench too.
Minuhan solokan.
That trench was full of water now.
Yeuna solokan teh pinuh ku cai.
Don't you know that wood, when the water touched it, it just went...
Pancarik terang, suluh diguyur cai pasti basuh.
And now he's got to call down fire.
Anjeunna kedah nyauran seuneu lungsur.
What's he gonna do?
Naon dilakukeun ku anjeunna?
You say, well, Brother Bell, I'd be doing some real heavy praying.
Saur saderek, mangga saderek Bell, abdi bade nanada kanggo pokok doa anu sesah ieu.
Look at verse 36.
Tingali ayat 36.
And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I've done all these things at thy word.
Katresna waktos ngurbankeun kurban asar, Nabi Elia nyaketan altar tuli nanada. Nun pangeran Allah Ibrahim, Allah Isaac, sareng Yakub, mugi nyatakeun yen Gusti teh Allah Israel, sareng nganyatakeun yen abdi teh piwarangan Gusti, keur parantos nadunan, sugri timbalan.
Now I want to be honest with you.
Abdi jujur ka saderek.
Years ago when I first read that verse.
Taun-taun kapengker waktos abdi ngawitan ngaos ayat eta.
I thought, Elijah, you're really taking a chance praying that prayer the way you prayed it.
Imutan abdi, Elia anjeun leres-leres nyandak kesempatan naikkeun panada sapertos kitu.
Because see, I believe that God moved on the behalf of status, that he didn't really move on the behalf of servants.
Kumarga abdi percantan yang Gusti gerak dumasar status, dugika anjeunna henteu leres-leres gerak dumasar badega-badega.
I thought, Elijah, if you really wanted the fire of God to come down,
kemutan Elia mun anjeun hoyong leres-leres seuneu ti Gusti lungsur,
you should have cried out, Lord, do it because I'm your prophet. Show the people that I'm your prophet.
Karena anjeun ngagoroba Gusti, lakukeun ieu kumarga abdi Nabi anjeun, tunjukkeun ka jalmi-jalmi yeun abdi Nabi Gusti.
But I've learned something.
Abdi parantos diajar hiji hal.
God doesn't move on the behalf of status. He moves on the behalf of servants.
Allah henteu gerak dumasar status. Anjeunna gerak dumasar badega-badega.
Elijah said, do it because you are the Lord thy God.
Naur Elia lakukeun ye kumargi anjeun teh Gusti.
Do this because I am thy servant.
Kumargi abdi badega Gusti.
Do this because I've done all these things at thy word.
Lakukeun ye deui luhur pangadega Gusti, abdi ngalukeun sadaya perkara ye.
He says, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again.
Naur anjeunna dangukeun abdi duh Gusti, dangukeun abdi dugi ka jalmi-jalmi terang yen anjeun teh Gusti Allah, supaya aranjeunna uih deui ka Gusti.
We're not here to lift up ministries.
Urang aya di dieu sanes kanggo ngaluhurkeun pelayanan-pelayanan urang.
We're not here to lift up status.
Sanes kanggo ngaluhurkeun status urang.
We're here to lift up Jesus.
Mong kanggo ngaluhurkeun Yesus.
Are you doing all that God has asked you to do?
Nah, sadayak nuju ngalakukeun anu dipikahoyong ku Gusti.
Do you need the fire of God in your life?
Nah, sadayak peryogi seuneu tina hirup sadayak.
Do you need to rekindle the fire that's on the inside of you?
Nah, sadayak peryogi ngagedurkeun seuneu nu aya di sadayak.
Then lift up your eyes unto heaven.
Terus tinggal di ka sawarga.
Don't be ashamed to be known as a servant of God.
Ulai sing dikenal badega Gusti.
Don't be ashamed to be known as someone who just wants to lift up the love of Jesus.
Ulai sing umpami urang ngaluhurkeun Yesus.
Do all that God has asked you to do.
Lakukeun naon nu Gusti dipikahoyong dilakukeun.
If he's asked you to work in the nursery, work in the nursery.
Umpami anya nyuhunkeun sadayak ngalayanan balita mangga gerak pidamel.
If he's asked you to be an usher, be an usher.
Umpami anya nyuhunkeun sadayak janten tukang persembahan sing janten tukang persembahan.
If he's asked you to help the homeless and the hungry, help them.
Umpami anya miwaran sadayak kanggo nulungan gelandangan sareng jalmi lapar, tulungan aranjeunna.
If he's asked you to drive the van, drive the van.
Umpami urang nyetiran setiran bae mobilna.
Look at verse
38.
It says, and then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
Dicarioskeun gur pangeran ngadatangkeun seuneu ti awang-awang ngahuru kana kurban, kana suluh, kana batu, kana taneuh, oge datang ka geheng.
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
berakruk sarujud sarang nyarios Gusti anjen teh Allah Gusti anjen teh Allah.
Now we're getting some commitment.
Kena orang inginkan sebeberapa janji.
They fell on their faces and they said, "You know the Lord, He is God."
Aranjen sarujud sarang nyarios aranjen terang pangeran anjen teh Gusti.
There's no question about it. He is God.
Saya patrasan ngenaan eta anjen teh Gusti.
Listen.
Dengukeun.
You that serve in your churches.
Saderek ngalayanan di gereja.
You that serve in the ministry of helps.
Saderek ngiring aup dina pelayanan kaum awam.
Don't be ashamed to be known as a servant of God.
Ula isin dikenal saurang badega Gusti.
Don't be ashamed to be known as someone that your pastor can count upon to be there.
Ula isin umpami saderek diandelkeun ku pandita aya di ditu.
Do you need heaven to open up and the fire of God to come into your life?
Sarek prayogi sawarga nu muka sareng seuneug Gusti tina kahirupan saderek.
Do you need heaven to open up and for the fire of God to come into your church?
Saderek prayogi sawarga muka sareng seuneug Allah lungsur ka gereja saderek.
Listen to me.
Tangukeun abdi.
Lift up your eyes, O ye servant of the Lord.
Tingali kaluhur ka soca saderek, duh badega Gusti Yesus.
And cry out to our God.
Sareng gorowok ka Gusti urang.
But remember this one thing when you do that.
Mungkin emot karena hal iyo waktu sadarek ngalaku kena.
Take three steps back.
Gerak mundur tilu langkah.
Why?
Kumargi.
Because heaven's going to open.
Kumarga baris muka.
And the miracle fire of God's going to come into your life.
Barang keajaiban Gusti lebet ka hirup sadarek.
Churches all over the world desire for the fire of God to sweep their communities.
Gereja-gereja kuliah dunia mika hoyong seneng Gusti nyapu lingkungan sadarek.
How can we get heaven to open up? How can we get the fire of God to come down and cleanse our cities?
Kumaha urang tiasa ngadamel surga muka, kumaha ge urang nginginkeun seuneug Gusti lungsur sareng marsihan kota urang.
Some say, well, let's bring status through our pulpits.
Sabaraha jalmi nyarioskeun mangga urang nyandak status ngalangkungan mimbar urang.
We need this one and this one and this one and this one.
Urang meriogkeun ieu anu ieu, sareng nu ieu, oge nu ieu.
I've been to churches that have had all the big names.
Tapi parantos dongkap ka gereja-gereja anu namina kakenal.
But the fire never went no farther than the four walls.
Pungseuneun teu kantos teubih ti opat tembok gereja.
How are we going to get the fire outside of the four walls of the church?
Kumaha carana nginginkeun seuneu di luar tembok gereja?
How are we going to get heaven to open up and the fire of God to come down and consume our cities?
Kumaha supaya warga muka seungseuneu ti Gusti lungsur masang sumanget pelayanan ka kota-kota urang?
I'll tell you how is when the servants of the Lord in the church stand up and cry out to their God.
Tapi pasian terang karana ya beres kacandana waktu sepade kepada Gusti gereja nyalira ngagerowok ka Gusti.
And begin to do the things that God has asked them to do.
Sareng ngalakukeun hal-hal nu ku Gusti disuluhunkeun dilakukeun.
Then heaven will open. And the fire of God will come into our cities.
Dan nanti Gusti baris lungsur ka kota-kota urang.
But it takes servants.
Mung iya madiakukeun pelayan-pelayan.
Status will not do it.
Status henteu ngalakukeunana.
Status does not impress God.
Status henteu kamana ku Gusti.
Status does not move God.
Moal tiasa ngagerakeun Gusti.
The only thing that impresses and moves our God is servants.
Kajieun anu kamana sareng ngagerakeun Allah nyetehnya eta badega padega Gusti.
Don't be ashamed to be known as a servant of God.
Ulah isin janten padega Gusti.
Hold your head up high.
Angkat mastaka sadek sing luhur.
Cry out to our God.
Ngagorowok ka Gusti.
And I guarantee you this, heaven will open.
Abdi ngajamin sawarga pasti muka.
Let me pray for you right now.
Dengan ayeuna abdi nedakan ku saderek.
Every one of you bow your head and close your eyes.
Tutup soca sareng urang tumungkul.
Are you doing what God has asked you to do?
Nah, saderek nuju ngalakukeun anu ku Gusti dipikahoyong.
Are you someone that just attends and you're not involved in your church?
Nah, saderek bung sakedar hadir ka gereja sareng henteu kalibat kegiatan gereja.
And you've looked around and say, why isn't anything happening outside of our four walls?
Urang teu tingali sakurudingan sareng nyarios, kunaon teu aya kaajaiban di luar opat tembok gereja.
Maybe we need brother so and so or sister so and so to come and preach to us.
Urang pareuk saderek nu itu nu ieu atanapi saderek ieu sareng itu kanggo dongkap sareng khutbah ti.
And all the time God's been speaking to you.
Sapanjang waktu Gusti nyarios ka saderek.
He has something for you to do in that church.
And
when the servants of God rise up and begin to do the things that God has asked them to do, then heaven will open. We're waiting for you. God's waiting for you. God needs you. Your church needs you. Your city needs you. The world needs you. Lift up your eyes unto heaven and cry out to your God. And the fire of God will come. Father, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Many of you are stirring in your heart right now. You say, Brother Bell, what should I do? I know God's speaking to me. I want to be involved in my church. I just don't want to sit here and listen to the preacher. This week, I want you to go to the staff on the church there. Tell your pastor, the assistant pastor, I want to serve God. I don't want to be in an audience. I want to be in the army of the Lord. Step out in faith. Many people say, I don't know if I can do it. Then why is God speaking to you? He's speaking to you because He wants to use you because you can do it. Be what God wants you to be. Do all that God wants you to do. And there won't be nobody mad. But the devil.
Iwalti iblis.
Amen.
Amin.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.